I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. We'll dig into our list of 18 songs we love from 2018 right after this.
Hello, folks. This is Dom Flemons, the American Songster. Iron and Wine, The Punch Brothers, Joan Baez, and me were all nominated for the Grammy Awards this year. I'm honored to have been nominated for my record, Black Cowboys. We talk through the stories behind the record on Season 2 of the American Songster Radio Podcast. It's available for download now at wuncmusic.org and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Eric Hodge, and I'm joined at this time by Brian Burns and David Brower from WUNC Music. They had the distinct honor to put together a list of 18 of their favorite records from 2018. Brian, what stands out for you about this list?
I think it's a great list, lots of different sounds, and it's just really cool to see so many bands from North Carolina that put out great records this year.
Roll on in, honey, thick as fog. Shuffle me up like a catalog. Lay down the law in your friendship home.
It's a musically diverse list of artists. You've got the new soul sounds of Leon Bridges and Nathaniel Rateliff, and then locals like H.C. McIntyre, which you referred to.
Yeah, this is just such a great song. You might know H.C. McIntyre from Mount Moriah. They put out three fantastic records between 2011 and 2016, and she's doing the solo thing now. Her music's always felt very personal, and that's especially true on this solo album called Lionheart.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
In the Valley from H.C. McIntyre's debut solo record, Lionheart, came out on Merge Records. It's on WUNC Music's 18 for 18 list that was compiled by Brian Burns and David Brower. They're my guests this time on the Songs We Love podcast. Brian, a lot of people were talking about Janelle Monáe's record, Dirty Computer.
Baby, don't make me spell it out for you. All of the feelings that I got for you. Can't be explained, but I can try for you. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for you.
Yeah, you'd have to be crazy to not love Janelle Monáe. All of her records have been great, but I really think she stepped it up with this one. It's just filled with anthems, and I think it's cool that people are still making concept albums. She worked really hard this year. She's been touring all year long in support of the album, and she's got a pretty big role in this movie, Welcome to Marwen, which is opening this month.
And Eric, I was really happy to see all the recognition that she's getting towards the end of the year. We played her really early on when the record first came in, and now, boom, you know, that record is NPR Music's record of the year.
That's right.
So it's really exciting to see that happen.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's Make Me Feel by Janelle Monáe. We're talking through WUNC Music's 18 for 18 list on this episode of the Songs We Love podcast. I'm joined by Brian Burns and David Brower, who helped put the list together. David, what can you tell us about St. Paul and the Broken Bones?
Well, besides the fact that they're great, they formed back in 2012 in Birmingham, Alabama, and kind of blew up shortly thereafter. They made friends with John Paul White, who you interviewed a couple years back, Eric, from the Civil Wars, and he put out their first couple of records. They've been on Morning Edition. They've even toured with the Rolling Stones at one point as the opening act. And they announced their 2018 release with this song, Apollo.
Just hold you, baby. Gravity is so crazy. It's the only way I ever could touch you. Captain, can you hear me? I wish I was the one that told you. Stuck in moments, trying to call my baby.
There's a lyric in this song, David, where he has put the woman that he's singing about on such a high pedestal, he goes, it's a good thing there's gravity or I'd never get to touch you.
Yeah, it's that kind of both emotion and imagery and just downright groove that keeps you listening to a band like this. It's really hard to sit still.
Death Cab for Cutie's been making music for roughly 20 years, which I find sort of hard to believe. Yeah. David, their 2018 record, Thank You for Today, is the band's ninth, but it still sounds like they're completely engaged in their art.
Yeah, I mean, you listen to this song, Gold Rush, and somehow they combine their hooky pop roots with this sort of punk sensibility, and there's also this incredibly infectious backbeat, which almost sounds like he's, you know, channeling some sample-based music. Swinging on the wrecking ball, through these laughing plaster walls, just letting all the shadows free, the ones I wish to follow me, follow me, follow me. We at WNC are really looking forward to seeing Death Cab for Cutie play on Chris Thiele's show Live From Here when the show comes to the Durham Performing Arts Center in January.
Brian, there's a band's debut record on our list of 18 for 18.
Yep, Mount Joy is a Philadelphia band that has recently relocated to Los Angeles. They're one of NPR's slingshot artists, which means that stations all around the country that are like WNC Music think that that's a band that needs to be listened to. My love is all to run, chase it down while I'm young.
That's Mountjoy's song, Jenny Jenkins. It's from their self-titled debut. Let's change gears a little. Here's Courtney Barnett, Nameless Faceless. From Courtney's record, Tell Me How You Really Feel. Brian, why did this one make the list?
This album, again, was just full of songs that we played a whole lot this year. She's just such a unique songwriter, and her lyrics are fantastic and fun and original. Of all the songs we played off this record, Nameless Faces was definitely my favorite, though.
Courtney Barnett's song Nameless Faceless is on WUNC Music's list of 18 for 18 songs we love from 2018. If I could be,
baby, where you are. Eric, you got to talk to the band Mountain Man soon after their record Magic Ship came out. It's a brilliant record and definitely stands out stylistically from the rest of our 18 for 18 list. If I see, baby, what you see.
Mountain Man's a trio of women who met in college and remained friends, and this is their first record in 8 years, and it's refreshingly quiet. I think when I talked to them, I said it sounds like lullabies for grown-ups. And you can hear crickets and frogs in the background, and that's all very intentional. They really got gathered around one microphone, not in a recording studio, but in a room in a house, opened the windows, and this music came out. And when you see them, it is absolutely magic.
Baby, what you see, just to be.
That's Baby Where You Are from the album Magic Ship by Mountain Man. Brian, there are a lot of connections between Mountain Man and the Dead Tongues, whose record Unsung Passage is also on our 18 for 18 list.
That is true. Dead Tongues is the project of singer-songwriter Ryan Gustafson. He still lives in the Triangle, but moved to Asheville a few years back. And Unsung Passage is his third album. He had a bunch of friends playing on the record, including Molly from Mountain Man.
I look out and see the curve of the world. See the rivers running backwards to try and flee the sea. See the man in the water looks like me. Hey, I can't tell anymore. The ocean from the sands of the shore. The whole to the half or the front to the back.
That's Like a Dream from the Dead Tongues record, Unsung Passage. It's on WUNC Music's 18 for 18 list that was compiled by Brian Burns and David Brower. They're my guests this time on the Songs We Love podcast.
Eric, we've got one more band to talk about, and it's one that I know is a favorite of yours. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers put out Years in 2018. It's on WUNC Music's 18 for 18 year-end list and on a whole bunch of other year-end lists. It was Greg Kot from Sound Opinion's album of the year as well.
I'm afraid of losing, not afraid of losing you, 'cause I don't think of you like a thing of mine. I can just up and lose.
Yeah, it used to be that we were the ones who were really behind Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, and now everyone is behind Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. You know, her blend of punk rock attitude and outlaw country, and then putting her own spin on it, it can sound like the structures are pretty primitive, but she records them at this beautiful studio, so it's got this big, whomping sound, and this is the ultimate breakup record, and what you come out of after listening to it is that you know that Sarah Shook remains unbreakable, and she will always persevere through any situation, and when you listen to her records, and when you see her live, and when you talk to her, that's a feeling you definitely get.
Yeah, and she was only in our studios a couple of times this year because she was on the road continuously, really all over the world.
And the great thing was that on her first record, if you ordered it through the mail, Sarah Shook packaged it and mailed it to you because she didn't have a manager, she didn't have a label, and really, Sarah was doing everything on her own. And then Bloodshot picked it up from Chicago, and now she's got all that backing, and I think it's really helped.
'Cause with my troubles, mine, you'll be just fine in whatever world you chose. Baby, if you go, it's so
This is a great way to go out. That's Sarah Shook and the Disarmers with Good as Gold from the record Years. That closes out what was a great year for music. I'm Eric Hodge. I've been joined by David Brower and Brian Burns for this episode of the Songs We Love podcast. You can find the complete list of WUNC Music's 18 for 18 at WUNCmusic.org and on WUNC Music's Facebook and Instagram pages. Thanks for listening, and thanks for coming by, gentlemen.
Yeah, you bet. And don't forget, support your local record stores. All these records are at your local record stores. We've got a friendly relationship with our pals down at School Kids Records, and they've got many of these titles in stock and on display there.
Check there first.